Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 68 of the Juvo Hub podcast. Juvo Hub is your helping hand in property management education. So thank you for being here. My fantastic co-host is on a boat somewhere this week, so I'm glad he's getting a little R&R. So it'll be just me and one of our fantastic guests. We look forward to interviewing him and talking to him in just a brief moment. So thank you for being on the show. Please remember to connect with us on your favorite podcast station and follow us on our Instagram account at Juvo Hub. So thank you again for being here. So let's welcome Barry Manuel, CIO of MEB Management. Barry, how are you, sir? Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Doing well, and thank you for having us. We're really excited about the opportunity to share with your listeners some of the things that MEB is doing along sustainability.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing conversation. And when we first, you and I talked a few weeks ago, there was so many things I was excited to hear about. From our audience perspective, a lot of people are wondering, like, how do we get started as a company? How do we train our people? How do we develop that culture of a green culture, green initiatives, sustainability? So I know our audience is going to absolutely love to see where MEB Management is right now and how you got there and what you see for the future. So maybe we can just kick it off with the scope. What does it look like right now, your green initiatives? Give us kind of an overview of what you and the MEB Management team are doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's worth it to mention the size of MEB, because the scope and the approach that different companies take, I think, is going to be different based on your size. Are you a giant REIT, or are you, you know, just really a smaller, even mom and pop type company? And MEB is right in the middle. We're a management company. We are fee-based, and so we manage about 25,000 units, mostly in the southwest part of the country, but we also have some deals in Tennessee and other parts of the country as well. And so I mention that because, again, I think it does make a difference on your approach. We didn't have the luxury, for instance, of just outsourcing completely and hiring a consultant and saying, hey, build us a sustainability program. And by the way, when can we have that back, right? So for us, it was more of an internal initiative. And so with that, we really took kind of a both a short-term and a long-term approach. In the short term, it was, what can we do today, right? I mean, we want to see results now. We don't want to build this over a 6 month or a year period of time, although some of it is going to require that. How can we make a difference today? And so in the short term, what we were able to do, and I would highly encourage others to look at as well, is look at programs that are available by others, utility companies, for instance. Mm-hmm. IREM has a certification program that we made a big part of our overall package. So APS, Arizona Public Service, one of the utility providers right here in Phoenix, they have a wonderful program. It's called the MEEP program, and that stands for Multifamily Energy Efficiency Program. So there it is. It's targeted right at apartment buildings. And what they do is they'll come out to your property and they'll actually deliver LED replacement bulbs for usage throughout your community, both inside and out. So the one caveat to that is they don't install them. So it is on our on-site teams to install them. But if you think about it, you're not paying a penny for these bulbs. In 30 days or less, you could have taken a fairly significant step toward a sustainable program. So the other thing that I mentioned a little bit is IREM. IREM, obviously on a more national platform, they have a certification program called the CSP, or Certified Sustainable Property. And that's another initiative that's really fairly easy to implement, takes a little bit of time. It's a little bit more comprehensive than just light bulbs, but you apply for their program. They give you a packet and you work through the packet. And at the end of completion on that, you actually get a certification. They give you a nice little badge that you can put on the website as a display. They give you a little bit of hardware that you can put on the desk in the office. So those are really some short-term scope items that we took advantage of. Then more longer term and really a little bit more institutional is we partnered with third-party companies to develop really a sustainable ecosystem, right? So a little bit more involved, not so practical from residents and property managers, but it's something that we really build out. And we're really excited about that. It's a work in process. What it's going to allow us to do is to collect, to ingest data, and to really take that data, aggregate that data, and report on our energy consumption progress. So those are really the main initiatives and the main scope that we set out to do.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Great overview. I think from our listener standpoint too, just to hear your take and what you had to do internally, how you investigated options that were on a government level, and then looking for partnerships that would also assist with that. So great tips. And I appreciate too, sometimes I think property management folks will be like, well, we can only do something like that if I am this size or, you know, but there are so many things. It doesn't matter what size, doesn't matter how many units you are. And I like how you really covered all of that. So thank you for that overview. So that, it triggers a couple of thoughts in my head from two perspectives. You know, we know it's a big topic, and it's a very important topic to many people from a culture standpoint. So where have you seen with the amount of effort that MEB management has put into this green initiative, how has it affected bringing in new talent or residents when you showcase that is part of your business structure? So kind of a two-part question, new talent and residents, has it had any effect on either of those?
You know, great questions, both of them. And we're obviously still early in the program. But that being said, we've seen some results, some positive results in both of those. And as far as the internal, the talent, not so much people that we've hired just yet, although I was just on an interview yesterday. You know, everybody is struggling with a shallow labor pool and trying to get people. And that's something that we're all struggling with. Just yesterday during an interview talking about MEB in general and mentioning sustainability as a new initiative that we've set forth just sparked a ton of interest. I mean, you can really see it. Not enough time to have data and collect and report on yet, but even internally, right? So we had been talking as a leadership team for some time about, hey, what do we want to do with sustainability? It seems to align with our values, with our purpose. How do we do this? How do we organize this? Well, when we first shared it with our teams, you know, there was so much interest. I think at least one person from each department or each team stepped forward saying, you know what, I want to be a part of this. In a lot of cases, it was people that said, hey, I already do this at home. Here's some of the things I'm doing, you know, varying degrees, all the way from solar panels to, yeah, we stopped using water bottles, you know, plastic water bottles. We're exclusively now using reusable water bottles. So it's all over the spectrum. And so we just saw so much interest. And that's really what made this possible for us to do internally. So, right, we all have day jobs. We don't have a sustainable department at MEB. So these are people that are just collectively giving some of their time, giving their feedback, doing a little bit of research and making it work. So the interest is definitely there. And I would just add to that, that the Gen Zers, it's almost an expectation. You talk to some of these folks and they're asking about these things, like, oh my gosh, aren't you doing this? Or why are we still using these plastic water bottles? So it has shown an impact. Really look forward to seeing that into fruition and how it does actually attract at the resident level. I got to tell you, we're super excited. We're involved with two major new build projects here in Phoenix that are really unprecedented in terms of sustainability. These projects use all sustainable building materials. They have solar panels, they have EV charging stations all over the property. They're using smart home technology to monitor energy consumption for leak detection. Again, these are new, so it's a bit early to tell, but the interest list that we have going for potential residents as this is being built, and by the way, being delayed by all of the supply chain issues that we're all experiencing, the list is growing and growing and growing. So this is happening, mind you, in a market where rental growth has been 25% over the last 15 to 18 months. So there does come a price with some of these extra amenities, particularly on these new builds, and the interest level is very high in these early goings.
Right, right. Well, that's so many takeaways just from both perspectives, the resident side, and your employees, your team members. You know, I I'm glad you mentioned about the labor pool issues, because yeah, everybody's feeling that pinch. I can't tell you how many times we've had guests on this show over the last year or so, and it's just a consistent theme. But it sounds like that with this initiative, it's helping retaining people and getting people more involved. Because I look at it from, I'm sure most people's perspective is just, all right, well, we know we need to make some adjustments. We're dealing with, changing weather and climate issues and so on and so forth. And we're looking at our kids and our grandkids and generations to come. And so statistically, like you mentioned, Gen Zers, that's like, it's besides what the income is going to be for a particular job position, values are also just as high in making that choice of a company where they want to go based on the overall values of the organization itself. So that is really, really cool to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then on the resident level, I guess maybe I get your thoughts on this, kind of an auxiliary question. So for what you had to put into, even with the supply chain issues, have you seen a difference in, has there been much of a difference in retrofitting or, take COVID out of it in the supply chain? Because I've talked to a few people who had mentioned quite a few years ago, it just didn't make sense. It was so, so expensive to think about retrofitting an apartment community so that it became more sustainable, more green friendly. Is that overall still the case, Barry, or are overall costs and return on that investment, like you mentioned with energy consumption, is it more palatable when you look at those numbers for an investor or for a management company?
Yeah, so great questions and great points to bring up. And really, when we look at sustainability at MEB, we are making a division between retrofits and new builds, right? Okay. Because it's going to be a different strategy for both. On the new build side, you're going to pay a bit more, as you alluded to, with eco-friendly building materials. But in return, you are also eligible for certain incentives, lender incentives and other financial incentives that actually boost that ROI where it does perhaps make sense to do it. Now on existing properties, the retrofit, you're probably not gonna, replace building materials. You might put solar panels on it, But the retrofits, that's the beauty of the program that we're building, is it doesn't matter. It could be an IREM certification. You know, that applies to a retrofit. You could change out bulbs. It doesn't need to be a new build. It doesn't need to be new building materials. We can do recycling. We can do all sorts of initiatives that maybe don't have quite the buzz that you can have with the new builds, but nevertheless can have an impact. And what we find, Jonathan, is that people, both residents and team members, they want to be a part of this. They actually want to make a difference. So like, what can I do personally towards green living? And so you see the solar panels, you see the EV charging stations. Those are super cool. And we all love those things. But we also enjoy and are fulfilled by being personally a part of the solution. And so that's why we think that these really work in both cases.
Awesome. That is so, so cool to hear. Very, very good. Thank you. So this kind of leads up to the big question that's been on my mind. And for our audience too, it's like, okay, you have some people that are super passionate about it. But especially in bigger organizations, the question is all right, how do you, much like we're seeing with, for instance, DEI, it's like that's a big conversation in property management right now. And leaders are working and forming, committees and focus groups and so on, and how they can make that part of the company culture. Green initiatives is no different, as big as a topic as DEI. So you had shared in our pre-interview kind of discussion what it was like not every property management company just like snapped their fingers and had a green initiative program. So what was it like in the early stages when MEB was making those decisions? How did you get training involved, or how did you get that culture involved? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So absolutely. And, with the culture part of it, it made it a bit easier learning just how many people were personally interested in sustainability and already practicing sustainability in their homes and in their apartments. And so that was very encouraging and gave us a bit of a foothold to work with. And it is a process. You know, one of the things that we're learning still is this is, especially when it comes to the cultural aspect of this, it's not a one and done. We are absolutely a work in process. We're trying to make it fun for people. We're doing contests. One of the things that we did at a conference I was at just last week, I was sort of sharing a little bit before we started recording here, is to encourage not using the water bottles and instead use the reusable water bottles. They did a contest where they gave out all of these water bottles with different color lids, and they divided the team members with accordance to the color of the lid that they have. And there was a QR code on the bottle itself, and you downloaded an app and scanned in every time you filled up the water bottle. You scanned it in, and it was a contest to see who would refill their water bottles the most, right? A pretty simple thing, but we're competitive people.
Right.
And it actually works. It cool. worked well for us. You gamify this a little bit. You add a little bit of buzz. It needs to be tangible too, though. And people do have an actual heart to make a difference for this, especially at MEB. It's kind of who we are. We're built on a tagline of home is our specialty, and we believe that we deliver in an excellent way homes to people that are really looking for homes. That's what we do, and sustainability is now a part of that. More and more of the results from surveys that we're seeing and even taking ourselves are validating that sustainability is important to people, and it's not just as Gen Zers as well. So it becomes a little bit more natural for MEB because it is so aligned with who we are and our core values and our purpose as a firm.
That is awesome. I, I love that gamification item that you use as an example. You know, that's especially for retention and being able to, you know, as a learning nerd. You know, I'm not just a marketing nerd. A lot of people know me as a marketing nerd, but I am definitely a learning nerd. And I love hearing of very creative ways to be able to get people to see the point in something and to feel part of it. And gamification is just an awesome tool. So that's so cool to hear that was used in order to, you know, just get everybody on the same team, so to speak, and realize the impact that it has. Because sometimes you can go the other way. I'm sure you've watched the shows too. I watched plenty of documentaries, and they, you know, tell you how much plastic waste there is that's out there, and it's just like, oh my goodness, it's depressing, and you don't even know where to begin. But if everybody does their little part, like just in that game, you know, what a difference it makes when everybody comes together for a common cause. So that's really, right. really cool to hear. Well, this is, you know, wow, Barry, like what an amazing conversation. So incredible to see what MEB management is doing, and thank you for being, you know, an industry leader along those lines. We look forward to seeing so many more things to come. And I think from a trainer's perspective, from those who are listening to this show, so many good starting points for everyone on what you can do in just little ways to kind of, you know, build that momentum up and build that culture, you know, build that culture from the inside out. So thank you so much for being on the show. How can people get to know MEB management? How can people connect with your company, with you? Anything you'd like to share with our audience today?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, Jonathan, thank you again for the opportunity to be here and share a little bit about what MEB is doing along sustainability. And for anybody that wants to look into more and follow us a little bit, look for us on LinkedIn. Our website address is mebapts.com. Plenty of information there. And we look forward to just building this out and encourage you, other companies, to do the same.
Yeah. Yeah. In just a short period of time, I'm sure these were all just little teasers of the bigger picture of what you and your organization are doing. So thank you for that. We'll make sure that those are in the show notes for our listeners to be able to check it out after they've listened to the show. So Barry Manuel, CIO of MEB Management, thank you so much. Look forward to having you maybe on a future episode as a follow-up to see what other things you're doing from a training perspective on green initiatives. I mean, it's just, I love this subject. I love, you know, just one of hundreds of subjects I love talking about, but this one just is so cool to see how so many people who are making a little bit at a time, making a dent in making the planet a little more green friendly. So again, thank you for being here. And for our wonderful listeners, we appreciate your support so much. So please take this episode. If you're thinking about green initiatives, share this with your team. Reach out to Barry, reach out to MEB management. Do check out that IRM sustainability option, all kinds of resources that are available to you. And if you have any questions that you'd like either me or our co-host to answer, please, you know, share those with us, DM us. We'll be happy to discuss those with you. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into today's show. Until next time, class dismissed.